After a lengthy break, the Buffalo Sabres return to the ice this week with games in Columbus and Dallas. Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe is back with us on WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatou. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Omar.
Well, first, let's talk about Tuesday's game against the Blue Jackets, a 5-4 win for the Sabres. They gave up a 2-goal lead, but forward Connor Sheary scored the game winner in the third period. I thought that line looked good. Sheary, Casey Mittelstadt, and Evan Rodriguez. Are those some of the guys who need to produce for this team to make the playoffs?
Oh, definitely. If the Sabres go anywhere, it's going to be because guys like them are playing well, they're contributing, and they're getting on the score sheet. And for really more than a month, since really November, the Sabres hadn't had much secondary scoring. And it's no surprise, really, that they've sunk so far. But that line, as you say, they were terrific. Casey Mittelstadt's been creating a lot of offense. Evan Rodriguez just scored goals in four straight games. Connor Sheary, who was one of their better players early in the season, finally scored again. So if the Sabres start rattling off some wins and ultimately make the playoffs, it's probably going to be, at least in big part, to guys like that contributing, getting on the score sheet. And it's interesting to watch Mittelstadt start scoring. He's a guy that people have been waiting to break out all season. I think at times he's had kind of a tough rookie season, but we could be seeing his emergence here, just his increasing comfort in the NHL. I think at times you've noticed him. I think really for weeks at a time he's also disappeared. But we also have to remember this guy is a teenager, but he came in with a lot of hype, and we're starting to see, I believe, what a lot of this hype was about. And that was just a fun game to watch. 5-4 games are usually pretty entertaining, and that was one of the more entertaining games of the year, in my opinion. And realistically, the Sabres had to finish up the final leg of their road trip with at least splitting the games, and they got that.
Well, a much different kind of game Wednesday night in Dallas, the Sabres losing 1-0 to the Stars. They couldn't get one past goalie Ben Bishop. What did you think of that game?
Well, it was basically the complete opposite of Tuesday's game in Columbus. It wasn't as fast. It wasn't as exciting, and that's a game the Sabres, I think, should have won. Yes, they played the night before in Columbus, but they're coming off a big win. Dallas had been idle for a while. They had been struggling. They are ripe for the picking, and the Sabres just they couldn't generate much of anything. And if the Sabres are going to make up ground here and get back into a playoff spot, they have to exploit teams that are ripe to be exploited like that. And they just couldn't do it. And it was the first time they got shut out since opening night. They scored one, but it got called back. There wasn't a lot going on in that game, in my opinion. Sure, it's an odd schedule going from Columbus to Dallas, but they had some fresh legs in the lineup. Nathan Beaulieu was inserted for Matt Hunwick. Jason Pominville sat for Remy Elie. And it was odd to see Jason Pominville scratched. He had a very fast start to the season. It looked like he might be able to crack 25, even 30 goals at age 36, which is a rarity. But now he's cooled off to the point where he's a healthy scratch. And he hadn't been a healthy scratch with the Sabres since the beginning of April in 2006, which was his rookie year. So it was rare for Jason Pominville to sit out a game. But he's 36 years old. He hasn't really scored now for well over 2 months, and if this has continued down the stretch, I wouldn't be surprised.
The Sabres begin a 7-game homestand tonight with a game against Patrick Kane and the Chicago Blackhawks. Really a key point in the season. These are all meaningful games.
They certainly are. This is a critical stretch for the Sabres. I really believe the 7-game homestand is going to make or break their season. If they can get about 10 points, win 5 games, they can at least stay in the playoff race, maybe even move up. If they have a bad homestand, that might be the end of their season, more or less. They might fall out of the race. They've been a good home team this season. This is the best they've been at home in 9 years, since 2009-10. They're on pace for about 25 wins. They have 14 already. And at times this season, the building's been rocking again. It feels raucous. It feels like it did in the post-lockout days. And I think if the Sabres can get on a roll here, I mean, we might feel that again in these next couple of weeks where they're playing meaningful home games. And they haven't had meaningful late-season home games in a long, long time. Eastern Conference teams really don't have long homestands like this. The Sabres have only had one 7-game homestand in their history way back in 1996-97. So really, in the middle of a grueling season, this is quite quite the opportunity for the Sabres. And the Sabres have all sorts of opponents during their home stand. They play the Winnipeg Jets, who are first in the Central Division, but they also play teams like the Blackhawks and the Detroit Red Wings, who have proud teams, organizations that have sunk to the bottom of the NHL. And these are winnable games for the Sabres. The Sabres are better than the Blackhawks. They're better than the Red Wings. And they should win those games. And it's so odd to see the Blackhawks coming in here in last place. They fired their coach Joe Quenneville a while ago. But they're a grand team, and the Sabres should beat them.
Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe joins us each week on WBFO's Behind the Bench. Thanks, Bill. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Omar.